May the name of the Lord be glorified. I thank the Lord Almighty for this unique special opportunity in my life to be back here again after 7-8 years. I like to bring to your kind attention some prayer requests. One is for my grandson Andrew, who was born with a spinal bifida. He is now 13 years of age, and his health is not making any improvement. It's only going down. So please remember Andrew in your prayer. And also please remember the itinerant ministry God has given us to visit evangelists in different states in India and be with them and encourage them with the word and with the deed. So I travel extensively India as well as abroad. And you know, I came here in Northwest 1973 to go to Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon for the educational purpose. I am still actually in a school now. That school is my own home, where Lord said I need to learn how to help my father and my mother. So I joined in that school in 2011 with my wife, and she is a full-time student. I am a visiting student. So because Lord said it is our responsibility to care and show great respect to our parents, and also we have to repay our parents, and it is acceptable and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. My dad is 96 years of age, my mom is 93, and until 11 months ago my mom only had to struggle with the dementia. Now she is in the bed last 11 months. So my wife got a graduation from a routine work. Now she has to lift my mother 3 or 4 times a day from the bed to the chair and back to the bed and to the chair. So like that we are continuing our schooling. So you can remember, return to parents ministry, as Paul reminded Timothy, children has to learn to show great respect and return to the parents. And along with this, Molly is taking time in literature ministry, working with women, visiting homes with the sisters to the neighboring house. You know, actually, this Monday morning, she is going to a house with a sister to visit the lady there. And God has given her the ability to comfort and counsel. So a lot of phone calls for that, because my parents are weak, we have many visitors, so she has to show the hospitality. And because I'm not home most of the time, she has to take care of the base office responsibility. And Lord has blessed us with the 4 children and 15 grandchildren. And though she is not with the grandchildren for the last 7 years, because of the telephone convenience and Skype, all those things helping her to be in touch with the grandchildren. So she is very, very busy with my parents, with our children, and with the believers, and also occasionally speaking to women's meeting. So you can remember our ministry of our itinerant ministry and return to parents ministry and the ministry of my wife. You know, because of sin, it is difficult to get along with the people. And sometimes that will come like mongoose and cobra. You know, they are lifelong enemies, And once they meet each other, one has to die in order to stop the fight. But at the very same time, that viciousness will be removed from the whole earth, not only in the animal kingdom, the entire earth, when our Lord Jesus Christ will sit on the throne of David and rule this world. Because, while he is in sovereign control of nature and people and animal kingdom, their interest of food, taste of food, everything changes. Therefore, they don't need to fight any longer. They can play together and walk together. The same way, when we give our life to God Almighty, allow Him to control our life and take heed what He asked us to do, then we are able to bring that peace in our own home. Because when we read in the scriptures, we see God has told us to have a three-generation family. Due to so many reasons, we have forgotten that, and also it became difficult for us to apply that three-generation family concept. But at the very same time, whenever there is a grandparents in the home, they have the time and the patience to help the grandchildren in developing. And also it is the grandparents' responsibility to teach their children and grandchildren. And the best example of that was seen in the life of Abraham as well as in the life of Timothy. Timothy has learned the scriptures before he came to know the Lord from his mother and grandmother. And then later on he came to know the Lord through the preaching of the poor. And Abraham lived with his son and grandson in the tents. So a three-generation family is definitely a great blessing. We have a good example of that in the book of Ruth. And in chapter 4 of the book of Ruth, we read in verse 14, 15 and 16 like this. Women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel. May he also be to you a restorer of life and sustainer of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you and is better to you than seven sons has given birth to him." Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap and became his nurse. Here, God has blessed that family. Therefore, Ruth was able to love her mother-in-law Naomi in such a way, the testimony from the neighboring people, the neighbors came and telling to Naomi, "Your daughter-in-law who loves you and better to you than seven sons." And in turn we also see Naomi took the child Obed and laid her in her lap and trained him. The impact of that training we are able to see in the life of David. Obed, Jesse and David. On fourth generation, God has chosen him because of his ability of understanding the events in a way how God is looking at that event. When King Saul and the army were totally unable to defeat Philistines because they were unable to take the challenge of Goliath. All the people at that time were hearing the challenge and saying, look, that man is insulting us. But the same time, the same challenge, when David heard, he had a different understanding. He is not saying he is challenging us, but he is insulting the army of the living God. So, understanding, he is challenging the living God, and that is why, and also, his challenge is against the army of the living God. So a perception of the situation in such a way came to him when the whole nation were totally unable to understand that. So that is the influence and the result of Naomi and her work with Obed and down the generation. And also Ruth loved her because she understood a truth. In chapter 4, verse 11, at the time of the marriage of Ruth and Boaz, the elders gave a blessing. Says that, may the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both whom built the house of Israel. So, this girl came to the house of Boaz. Now onward, this is her house. And Ruth was able to understand that reality in her life. She knew, this is my house. And that is why Orpah and Ruth refused to return to their parents, even though Naomi were persuading them. But when Naomi continued to persuade, Orpah decided to return. Not willingly, not cheerfully, but with tears and with hug. But even at that time, Ruth did not go. What is the difference? The difference is, Ruth was not really understood. She has a responsibility to build this house, but also she has the resources to do that because she knew who is God of Israel. And when Orpah returned to her parents, as per the instruction of Naomi, Naomi said, look, your sister-in-law went back to her father and also to her God. And that is the reason Ruth did not go, because her God is not Chemosh. Her God is the God of Israel. And she said, your people, your God, your dwelling place, and once you die, the graveyard is all mine. I am going to come with you, because she knew that is where she can worship God. See, in those days, to worship God, you have to be where the tabernacle is. You have to go before there. See, that is where the Levitical system, the priest offering, sacrifice, festivals. So to be pleasing to God, she has to be with her mother-in-law. And she was not concerned at all what would happen when I get there. Because she has been told very clearly. See, you come with me, you have no future. No chance at all for a marriage. And therefore, for your better and also for me, I can see some grandchildren even though they are not my own community. And she was not concerned about what would happen to her. But you were more concerned about her mother-in-law and the people of her mother-in-law and the God she came to know from her mother-in-law. See, the person who loved God manifests that love by loving people. The one who cannot love the brother whom you see cannot love God. So this woman indeed loved God. That is why she loved her mother-in-law. And not only she loved God, and she was a willing person to do the work, and she also respected her mother-in-law. In chapter 2, verse 2, we read that she was seeking approval for her to go in the field and glean grain for their meal, because they came back to Bethlehem at the time of harvest, and there is no food in the house, and only came last night, and the next morning she is asking the permission. You know, that is a very appreciable and commendable factor, because my father and my mother is still alive, and my mother, I remember being a daughter-in-law and my mother, and became a mother-in-law. Now my wife is also a mother-in-law as well as a daughter-in-law. See, I am seeing in the four generations of my own house the struggles between the daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law. I can see that. But if you look very carefully, you see why Ruth was able to express the love and get the approval of that love from the mother-in-law as well as from the women who are in the community, because she respected her mother-in-law. See, when you evaluate Naomi, Naomi was a very discouraged woman. She knew the correct theology. She knew God is a kind God. And she said, "You have been kind to the dead and to me. Therefore, God will be kind to you." But she said about herself, "The hand of God is against me. And he is very bitter toward me." And also she said, "He is Almighty has afflicted me." She only was able to tell a simple fact, God is a kind God. But in her own personal life, she is not experiencing the kindness. Rather, she is only understanding the bitterness, affliction, and the hand of God against her. So, she, very discouraged woman, without any hope, only returned to Bethlehem because she came to know God has visited his people and provided food to that nation. She left when there was a famine. But at the very same time, even though this woman is not able to think properly, an aged person, Ruth being young and definitely more technological, advanced person, she still sought the approval because she respected her mother-in-law. Now, I say that because my mother only studied up to fourth grade. Only know how to read and write our mother tongue. Nothing else. My wife finished plus two and joined college. I got married her, so that was the end of her education. But my daughters-in-law, blessed with the Lord, they got a college education and graduate education in the respective field of sociology, medicine, etc. And naturally, they are able to understand things better than my mother as well as my wife. And not only that, in today's technology, help us to search on Google, can find everything. You don't need to ask your mother-in-law or grandmother or anybody else. You can click of a mouse, you get all the information. And when you say mouse to my mother, she think about the creature running in the house. To my wife, she understands, yeah, it has something to do with the laptop, but I don't know how to operate it. But for my children and my daughters-in-law, no problem. But you know, this lady, Ruth, is taking a different concept, a philosophy. She realized, this is my house, and in this house, I have a mother-in-law. I have to love her, even though she is discouraged and depressed. It is my responsibility to help her in that. So I have to feed her. I have to help her to understand. I love her and I respect her. And you know, also she understood a reality. The promise of God in the law of Moses allowed a foreigner, a poor, a widow, and a stranger to glean during the harvest season from the field, and the provision for gleaning was there. But in reality, very dangerous place to go, because the landlords, the farm owners, has no interest people to come and glean. Though it is not allowed for them to take to their barn, but it is good for the chicken. So people don't. They will hurt people to come if they come. So she is saying, I wanted a field where I can find grace. So she is looking to the Lord and getting the and waiting for the approval. And the mother-in-law said, yes, you go, you may go. And she came and she found a field where abundant grain was available to glean, and she found water there, comfort there, and also invitation to come back there, and food there, and in the evening, an ephah of barley to take home. She took that food and ate and food gave to mother-in-law. Mother-in-law ate that. And I don't know what are the other works she did in the house. But there was a conversation between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. You know, a long day of work and a hard day of work, when you come back home, in my experience, I can say, I'm not interested for a lot of conversation. I'm interested for a cup of tea and a newspaper and sitting in the couch. And no questions, I'm very happy. But at the very same time, what is really happening is there are many questions will be coming, because all day your wife is home. Or all day Naomi was home. She wanted to know everything. You know, in that conversation, she mentioned about Boaz. The name has brought a great hope in Naomi. And also by the ministry of her daughter-in-law and care and love and compassion and respect of her daughter-in-law, her morale is lifted up. And also when she came to know the name Boaz, she also realized he is a kinsman, redeemer. And therefore what she never thought will take place is going to take place. She is saying in a practical way, your marriage is going to take place. And she was so happy. At that time she says, God is kind to the dead, no, also to the living. See, in chapter 1, on the way from Moab to Bethlehem, God is kind to you all, not to me. Now she is saying, God is kind all of us. So, she has come to a reality of realization. The kindness of God is a true experience in her own life. Why? Because the loving, compassionate daughter-in-law and her ministry and her service and her availability and cheerfulness and readiness So that is why the woman says, the daughter-in-law who loves you better than 7 sons. And Ruth was able to do what she did. First of all, she realized, it is my job, this is my house. Because I have come to this house. And what is the blessing the elders gave? The elders gave the blessing, the person who was brought into the house, may the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel. So, it is in Proverbs chapter 14 we read, wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. So she knew to be wise, she has to build this house, not some other house. The house she was born is no longer her house. She left that and came here. Now onward, this is the house she has to build. And she found to be wise, she has to do that. And another reason why she was able to do that, because she gave herself to God of Israel. And she came to the land of Bethlehem because she wanted to be with the God of Israel and with her mother-in-law and with the people of God. And in another verse, she is controlled by the Holy Spirit. When you and I are in control of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace, love. So love is the fruit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, we read a definition of love. And if we replace the word love from that passage and put the word Ruth there, then we will be able to understand why and how Ruth was able to manifest a love that is not natural. Because, says, Ruth is patient. Ruth is kind and is not jealous. Ruth does not brag and is not arrogant. Ruth does not act unbecomingly, does not seek her own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and Ruth never fails. So that is the love, true love. Remember that I said, mongoose and cobra, they naturally fight until the death, but in the millennial kingdom they don't fight. Because the power of God, and you know, Satan is in prison at that time. So the presence of sin is there, but the Satan's presence is not there. Therefore, the environment, change in the environment. A real environmental change is going to take place at that time, not now. So therefore, Ruth was able to minister to her mother-in-law. And not only that, Boaz acknowledges the fact how much Ruth loved God. And Boaz said, you came to the land and you came with your mother-in-law. And God is going to remember that. And Lord, recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord of God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And her love, how deep it is, we know her commitment to her mother-in-law says, your people, your God, your dwelling place, and also when you die, I will die and I buried where you are. So even until death, there is no separation. When she was saying this, she was in Moab. She has no idea the mind of the people in Bethlehem, the culture, situations. And you know, she could have given a lot of genuine reasons why she cannot go and glean. You know, her Hebrew is like my English. Yesterday, one person told me, you put Indian accent, therefore we have to wait to understand the word you are saying. So the same way, Ruth had a difficulty of proper Hebrew speaking, an unfamiliarity of the custom. Even though in the law of Moses, she was eligible to go and glean from the field, she did not know how that going to happen. What is the response of the community? All those are genuine reasons why she should not go, or at least she should have a presence of her mother-in-law with her to go. But you know, she is not at all worried about those things, because she knew the God of Israel will provide a field where I will find mercy. All I needed is the approval of my mother-in-law to leave her here alone and go and glean and bring home food. And you know, when two women work in the same kitchen, it is very difficult, because my mother wanted to cook the milk in a particular pot. When my wife go and take that to make a fish curry, immediately my mother will say, not that plate. Because my mother think, you know, this is specially built for cooking milk. And therefore she react instantaneously as if she is losing something very, very valuable. And my wife would think, what did I do wrong? I only took a pot to cook a fish curry. So there's a silence there, concern there, burden there. And at noontime, when the lunch is brought, you will see two women coming out of the kitchen like that, because there's no conversation between. So that is the reason I got married in 1972. Until 2011, we were permanent guest in our home. 2011, my mom is no longer able to manage the kitchen. My wife took the responsibility. And since 2011, she is cooking and cleaning and doing the laundry and all the work day and night. And you know, now a time has come, like small children. You know, the children, some of the small children sleep during the day, and they are wide awake in the night. So that is some similar condition. During the daytime, they will sleep, and the night say, oh, I'm not sleeping now. I need that, I need this. So waking up, knocking at the door. All these things are there. But it is the responsibility God has given us. When 2009 and 10, I began to realize this reality is going to come. So I talked with her, and she agreed. Yeah, I wanted to go and help my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. So 2011, November, we started that ministry, and continuing with it, as I said, you know, we are no longer young people of 25 and 35. So lifting a person 3-4 times a day is very difficult, but at the very same time, God's grace is with us, and therefore we are able to do that. So Ruth here has done a great job, and also Naomi has done also a great job. As a result of that, we see King David in the throne. And our Lord is going to sit on that throne and rule this world. And when he sits on that throne, there is no quarrel between any people because he is in the throne. And if we place him in our throne as a president, not as a resident, you know, it's very easy to accept Christ and keep him here, but then we decide what to do. But if you make him as a president of our life, in every activities, every decisions, every aspect, then we will have a great blessing. Because a decision is inevitable in our life. But how do we take a decision? Elimelech decided to leave Bethlehem, and the famine came because he found he cannot support family, provide food, provide education. And therefore, he found Moab is a good place to move and do farming and educate his children. But he wasn't there very long time. He died right away. And his sons died in 10 years of time. But another man, Boaz, they lived in the same time, lived in the same town, and faced all the famine. But he said, God is enough. God can deliver me. And we read in chapter 2, verse 1. 10 years later, he became a mighty, wealthy man. 10 years ago, if you ask a question to Boaz, how are you going to feed your children? Feed your family. He was not married at that time. He couldn't give any specific answer because he only knew God is going to do that. No, remember Moses told the children of Israel to go and conquer the promised land, and 12 people have gone. Every place they went, they found strong fort, plenty harvest, strong people. They came back. Joshua and Caleb were the only two people said, God will give us this place. They didn't say, the 10 people are not saying the truth. Now, when we saw, our glasses were correct, visions were correct. We didn't see like they are saying. They didn't say that. He didn't say that. Both of said, they also said, yes, walls are high. Harvest is heavy. Food is sufficient there. They are strong and mighty. But our God is greater than one who is in the world. And therefore, they said, God will defeat and give us that place. See, faith in God. And that what made Ruth to be with her mother-in-law. Because she knew, I have come to this house. And God has given me this ministry of building this house. I have to be wise so that she gave herself with respect, with work, and a blessed generation. And may the Lord give us the blessing so that our families will have generations that will love God and honor God and will be used by God for His glory. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
Close in prayer. God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to look into your word. We thank you for the book of Ruth that teaches us about love and devotion to family as well as devotion to God. We see Ruth, the Moabite woman who came to Israel. She heard about the God of Israel, and she put her trust in that God, and she followed Naomi and became blessed. What a story of love and devotion that we can see in this book. We thank you for allowing us to put our trust in a God who can save. We thank you that our salvation comes through the faith that we put, the trust in God through our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would continue to keep us, lead us, and guide us, and use us for your glory. And it is a blessing that we can receive from God if we put a complete trust in him. And that helps us even in our earthly life. He blesses us and keeps us in a world that is against us. In a strange world, we can live as Christians by your grace. We thank you for loving us and accepting us as your children. How blessed Ruth became, that she became the great-grandmother of King David. And we thank you for the lineage of David and that of Jesus Christ. Through the lineage of David. And we thank you for all the wonderful blessings that we can experience because of your love. Help us to be fully trusting in you and giving our devotion to the God who saved us. We thank you for this time together. Bless us. And we pray for Brother George's ministry in India and Mali as well. And we pray that you would be with them and guide them and lead them in their ministry. We pray for Andrew, their grandson. Pray that you would touch him and heal him. We pray for Micah Coolidge, and we heard his prayer request, and we thank you for the deliverance given to him, and keep sustaining him by your grace. We pray that you would continue to lead him and guide him and bless him, that he would walk with you and love you more in the coming days and serve you. We pray for Craig Simcox in the hospital. And we pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors and medical staff who attend, that they would diagnose the problem and that he would be treated properly. And we commit Craig and Molly into your hands. Be with them and be of comfort and peace to them. Now bless us with your peace as we depart. Bring us back again. To praise you and to glorify your name. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.